Okay. Shalom. Good morning. Thank you, Olin Salam, for Miller. Okay, we are getting back to Hilchos Yom Tov. We are in Tav Tariches Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Hichnis Afar Harbe Leveso, someone who, we're talking about here about Kisei Adam, someone who, before Yom Tov, brought a bunch of dirt into his house, for his to use for his garden. And he put it in the corner of his house. Now it used to be that the houses had dirt floors, so putting a little bit of extra, dirt on the side wasn't crazy. I mean, nowadays, obviously, I don't know if your wife would let you bring a whole bunch of dirt into your house or into whatever, even if it's in the corner. Motor lahasa. Now, here's how, for this case, and I'm sure it means also, let's say it's outside. Motor lahasa is, but you're allowed to use, even though you had in mind to go ahead and use it for planting or for your garden or whatever, you can use it for kisui adam shekolzvan shud savor, as long as it's still in one pile. Daito olav l'chol mashit starich. They used to use dirt for different tzrachim, for drying things out, covering different things. They used to use it. So, and it's really, even though he wanted it for his garden, but he can use it for anything. Like, hichnis below kupa, the tzrach he also, if he brought like a pail of dirt in, no. She'achar shehu mu'at, batel, it's just a little bit, so it becomes batel to the gina, batel to the floor, and therefore it would be also to use, so that it's not just for everything. Because he brought a little bit in, so that's just for that purpose. And again, point out, we're talking about afer tichuach, because soft earth, because otherwise you have a problem with vinyan, even by something tolosh, even by dirt which was tolosh, anytime you have to go ahead and you have to make a hole, and the hole stays, that's called that's usher, because of binyan or chorish, whatever, either one. So therefore, this, in order to use any dirt, it has to be that it's already soft, very fine, dug up already. Machnis adam malokul pasa offer labayis. However, if a person takes a bucket full of dirt into his house, v'stam, also called tarcho, you bring it in and you use it for many different things. You can use it for anything. We don't say, like before we said by the gina, it's bottled to the gina, but here we're talking about that if it's in the house, we don't say it's bottled to the house, it's only, therefore it's part of the floor of the house. But that's as long as you put it in a specific, corner. Okay, this is my dirt corner. And since he didn't spread it out over the floor of the house, you see, whether you want to use it for other things, kisui adam, covering up, there's something spilled on the floor, so instead of, sweeping it up, wiping it up, they would just throw some more dirt on top, and it would disappear. So things like that. And again, if it's upper, therefore, if it's upper tichuach, you can use it to do kisui adam, because then there's no issue of even it's in a kli, but when you say that we'll see in a minute about tekira, whatever, if it doesn't leave a hole, if you take some dirt out, a hole doesn't stay, it just immediately falls, like the other dirt falls in to cover what's there, so that's okay.
But if it's in the kli itself, then you don't have any problem, right?
Well, no. If it's a hard packed earth in the kli, that's fine.
There's no problem.
Right, there's no problem. That's fine. okay, Yudches koi, or for different yeshivas say kvi. I don't know if we know the real way of saying it. Pirish beria shenolda mitayish v'tzvi. Now koi is, you see, it comes up just like there's androgynous by people, and there's different halachas of koi by animals is a safek chaya safek behema, which is a safek whether you can do kisui adam in it or not. So the Rama brings up one peer, which is beri shenolda mitayish v'tzvi, that it's a kilayim between a chaya and a behema. There are other pirushim Rabbi Yossi and even Tanoi, whoever say that it's a different min d'chlal. We just don't know if it's a chaya or a behema. And the email is either it's something which is be'etzem a safek, like either because it came from two sides, we don't know if it goes after the mother or the father, or we ourselves have no idea. Even some svarim want to say like maybe it's like this, maybe it's like a wildebeest, or like different. They're trying to say what it is exactly. Al-Kopanim, it's unclear. Simanim of both, it's unclear. So therefore, it's a suffix. But whether you're chayiv to cover the kukisi adam, so during the week, it's a big deal. You'll make a bracha kukisi adam, but on Yom Tov, you have a problem. So ain't shaykhli or sobi Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to shech the koi on Yom Tov. But if you did do shechita, it's also to mechasin to cover the blood. Even if he has offer muchan, because listen, during the week you say, okay, maybe whatever. Well, he's covering up; it's dirty, whatever it is. But if on Yom Tov, the only reason you're going to do it, well, it's motive to do it is because it's chayv kisui adam. So if people are going to take out of this a din in the Yerodea, that, oh no, it's a chaya, and you always have to go ahead and you can make a bracha, so you don't have to cover it b'chal. In lo kein, lo hayu v'atrichin l'chasas dama b'yamtav. Otherwise they wouldn't have, you know, covered on yamtav. Yavol lahat your chelbo. And then they're going to go ahead and, oh, it's a chaya, oh, it's chel is mutter, and they're going to eat it in chasham b'chayv kari, so erev. So therefore, if you did it, you're not allowed to mechase it. But if you could still see the stain of blood in the ground, then you could still mekayim the mitzvah of kisui adam b'di'evad, and you should cover it over that. If you could still see where the dam was, that's only if you shechted it somewhere on the side. If you did it right in the middle of the chatzar, even if you shechted a cow over there, yachal lachasa is in yeshul afer mucham. Even a cow which you don't have to cover, then you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to cover it, even if it has afer mucham. To have it like a graf shari, tzarech lachasa is shalishachal kelev b'chatzar. Right? You know, when an animal gets shechted, a lot of blood comes out. So you, it's not like you have a few drops; you have a big pool of blood over there. So you're allowed to cover it with that dirt. Not only because it's chayiv, maybe it's chayiv in kisui adam. No, also because a person wants to be able to walk out, and there's, you know, the kids want to go out and don't want to like slip in the blood, and you know it's not so gishmak. So therefore you're allowed to cover it. So even by koi, people are going to take from that. Oh, it's a vare chayiv. Shachat behema v'chaya. So shech the behema and a chaya, when it's arif damam, v'yeish lo ofer mukhan or efer kira. Someone who shech the animal, right, and the blood mixed together, and he has ofer mukhan or efer kira, like we said before. In yachal achasayis v'tekira achas, if he can go ahead and he has a shovel sticking in, and he can just take, it's enough to cover with one shovel, to pull, he pulls out one shovel worth, and put it on enough to cover it. Because it wasn't mukhan for the dam behema. So therefore, if it's enough to go ahead and to do one shovel, so then that's fine. V'imlav lo yichasenu. If not, just like by koi, you can't do it because it's tircha bishvil behema that. It's tircha b'shvil behema, so therefore it's also to do.
What's the shaila? The din is you don't have to cover all the dam. You should be good enough for just one.
Question. I don't know the share of how much actually has to be covered. Honestly, but no one seems to bring that up.
Alright, then
that's yeah. I don't want to. The chayyah you cover the pashas, you're covering most of it. That's the thing. I mean, I don't know what the shear. I don't know what the shear of kisui adam is. Kulpanim, it's also to go ahead and to metarech extra nyantav. Therefore, only what you could take out with one scoop that's allowed. Shachat tzipur be'erev yamtav. Someone who shechted a bird on erev yamtav v'lo chisa damo, and if you had to. You have time, I forgot to cover the blood. it's usher to go ahead and to cover it on Yom Tov, because it's tircha that he should have done in the Erev Yom Tov, and it's Munea for Simchas Yom Tov. Part of the thing of having not doing extra tircha is if you start being a tarech, you can start doing a lot of tircha, then it's going to ruin your Simchas Yom Tov. You're going to be sitting there, preparing the whole Yom Tov. So therefore, that's what Chum said, that you could be tarech exactly what you need and nothing more. Tavtzari Tess. Okay. This is Meliga Melicha on Yom Tov. Ein Margilim be Yom Tov. What's Ketuhu Margil? What does Margil mean? What they used to do is they would cut the on the hema, on the cow, whatever, they would cut the legs open, and then from there they would start pulling the hide off. They would be able to, so they could pull it off a hole, so they would start at the back legs and they would be able to skin the animal whole. So this is also it's called or shali lo yikareya. It's a terech beheshet zet terech gadol. It's not very easy. The able terech lavoi, and you don't need what. The only reason you do it is because you want to have a whole cowhide, a whole, but for a big, and you want a big leather, whatever it is. So that's why you would do it. So it's worth the tircha. But on Yom Tov we say that because you don't need, you're not going to use the hide on Yom Tov. So therefore, you can't do extra tircha.
Tzorach HaMoed here means Tzorach Yom Tov, or even Chol HaMoed?
No, it means Tzorach Yom Tov. Doesn't mean Tzorach, no, it means Tzorach Yom Tov. Asar Limloig Gedi. Meliga was what they used to put in hot water to go ahead and to be able to get the skin off, or to get the hair off, things like that. Asar Limloig Gedi. Elin Kein Molgo Le'echol Ha'or. Right, unless the reason why you're taking the hairs off is because you're going to eat the ore. I'm to point out that by Gedi, the skin is soft, so some people will eat it. So therefore, it's called Tzorach HaChol Nefesh. But not, but the Tzorach the ore, you want to have a nice and clean. For whatever reason, that's also only if you're going to actually eat it, not to, so you'll have it nice. It's just maybe because it's easier to take the hair off first when it's whole before taking the hide off. That you can't do. Behema shenishchata b'yamtev, a behema which was shechta b'yamtev, mutar lahagbia ora v'litna b'makom drisas of reglayim. You're allowed to carry it after you take off the hide. You're allowed to carry it to a place that people walk, where it can get stepped on, and that'll start helping to preserve it. Even if there's no basar, you're still allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Mutar lo'achal v'licha kala, k'derech shemolchim l'tzli, and you can go ahead and put basar on top and salt meat on top of the leather, and like you do for tzli. It also is a way to preserve it a little bit. Mutar laharim l'imloach kama'at ashimelech haskulo, and you can do salt this piece of meat here. This piece that covers the whole hide. Also, the reason they were matter this is because even though it's a little bit of yibud, but since we're choshesh, a person doesn't want to have some merubah not to be able to use the hide of the cow for shoes and whatever it is, so therefore he won't come to go ahead and so I won't have meat on Yom Tov. What's the big deal? It's not worth it. So the Chacham didn't want people to start making cheshbonos. You can go ahead and do a little bit. So he doesn't nifsad the leather is not nifsad. So they can do different haramas, it's not nifsad, in order that that people will have incentive to shecht. Every Yom Tov also, because there's no reason, because then the high, you could have done something with it before. However, notice of dina kamo or feathers are the same dina as like by leather. The motel the tassel and the kli l'hatzdiyan kamo or you'll be allowed to go ahead and take the feathers because you're going to need it for your pillow, and you're not going to shecht the animal because I need it for the pillow. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and put them in a bag on the side somewhere to save for later.
That's why you were brought up in the
conversation. No, but if you, it's just the way you were brought up in the conversation.